Whoa, that was a little bit of Rubix for you. And now we are very lucky to be joined by Monica from Liquid Exchange, who's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on this Friday night.
Good morning. Thanks for having
me
on.
Good
morning,
Maxwell.
How you doing?
How are you, mate?
I'm good.
Everyone sounds pretty excited for you, for your gig coming up on Friday.
Yeah, good. I'm also really excited.
Like, start of something pretty cool.
I hope so. I mean, I've been dying to go out and play some tunes since, like, you know, level two started again. So now we're back on, so it's going to be good.
Well, do you want to tell us a little bit about the idea behind this and sort of where it's come from, the event?
Sure, yeah. So I've always wanted to do a night of some kind, and I've been out a few times, and Christchurch has a really good, like, really grungy kind of drum and bass scene, which is awesome. Yeah. But, like, too much of a good thing is a bad thing. And so I wanted to try and put some, like, more chilled, vibey drum and bass onto the scene. And I have a good friend. We've been mates for ages. His name's Andy Zero. And he's also into the same stuff as me. And he was the first person I went to chat about putting on a night. And we took it from there.
Is he from Christchurch?
He's from Christchurch, yep. He's been here for years.
Knows the scene.
Knows the scene really well, yep.
So
it's going to be great seeing some of that, like, nicer drum and bass coming through. Is like you say, like, there is a lot of it going, of the heavier stuff coming through Christchurch, which is great, but it will be nice seeing some, like,
yeah, exactly,
a different side of drum and bass.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Not many people get to see, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
lots of heavy stuff that comes through at the moment. Awesome, that sounds really cool. Do you want to tell us the details about where and when, who, what?
Sure, yep. So it's at Flux downstairs at the Box Quarter this Friday. Doors open at 8 p.m. It's on till 1 a.m. Also, it's a free night, so there's literally no excuse. Pop in after work, come say hi. And yeah, it's going to be good.
How's the night playing out in terms of
lineup? Oh, yeah, so it's an RDU collaboration. So we've got Nothing But RDU hosts, which includes RDU boss Simon, and we've got the Tea Time Boys, Corb and Alex. Myself and Andy are playing. And we're not doing, like, a headline slot type thing. We're all going to be doing, like, 20 minutes rolling sets. So it's just going to be like a jam. So we're focusing.
Fun,
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. So we're just focusing on having a good party, basically, with good
more
tunes.
Music,
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Wicked.
Whoa, that sounds mean. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up? How did COVID sort of affect your musical life?
COVID was pretty good because it meant I could just, like, hide away in my studio and write beats. I was still actually working because my job, I work in the health sector anyway. So I was kind of still working, like, as an essential service. But any time off, I wasn't seeing anyone. So it was just in the studio. But yes, I have a release coming out on Focus Recordings. With the New Zealand vocalist Tali, which would be fucking cool. It's coming out at the end of October, and it's called House on Fire.
Beautiful.
Yep.
I'm very excited for that. I'm a big Tali fan.
Cool.
She's won me over.
She's great, isn't she?
Yes. Righto, awesome. Thank you very much for coming in. If you want that again, it's on Friday night at Flux, and it's free. We're going to play a little bit of Monica for you now, and then we're going to move away from the drum and bass in the morning. Righto.
Thank you.